Improving Tennessee's milk quality. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. For quite a few years now, we've been seeing a massive exodus in the state's dairy industry. As many as 7 operations per month are now going out of business. And there's a variety of reasons. But officials with the University of Tennessee are hoping to help producers compete by implementing the Tennessee Quality Milk Initiative. Christy Hill Campbell is an extension dairy specialist.
And basically the whole purpose of this program is to develop a science-based program that will enhance the milk quality of dairy farms in Tennessee, but also improve production of dairy cows, improve the farm's profitability, and hopefully the sustainability of dairy farms.
Campbell says the Tennessee Quality Milk Initiative, if totally funded, would be about a 5-year project where personnel would take into account all the existing factors of the day-to-day operations of a dairy farm and evaluate that research to in turn offer recommendations to improve the quality of milk produced here.
I don't know, giving, you know, the times that we live in, the price of land, the price of fuel, the price of fertilizer, you know, all of these challenges that dairy producers face on a day-to-day basis. I don't know that we'll be able to, you know, keep 600 dairy farms in the state. However, I feel like we have got a core group of producers that want to milk cows for a long time.
Currently, there are only about 620 grade A producing dairy farms left in the state, and Campbell, who herself grew up on a dairy farm, is hopeful that that dramatic fall in recent years will soon come to a stop.
I feel like in the long run, it is something that needs to be protected and needs to be helped so that we can, you know, have a viable dairy industry.
UT's Christy Campbell on the Tennessee Quality Milk Initiative. Have a safe weekend. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.